Hey, let's talk about Our Lady Miriam, M-I-R-I-A-M, James, J-A-M-E-S, 2677-2522, chief complaint, I don't feel well, number one, weight gain, number two, weakness, next one was tiredness, next one was no energy, next one was hot flashes, next one was hot sweats, next one was mood disturbances, next one was gaining weight, next one was I'm having all the symptoms of hormonal imbalance. Our patient is a 46-year-old woman whom has had a total hysterectomy. After a hysterectomy, she had to have multiple surgeries because wound dehiscence. She has a non-healing wound on her abdomen that when she gains weight, she has a tendency to open up. She also has been clean off amphetamines and other drugs for about 2 years doing much better. She has gained weight. She's had hot flashes and all the symptoms that was mentioned above for the past week or two. She is, again, not suicidal today. She comes in today looking for help. She definitely wants hormonal therapy. Surgery, numerous surgeries, hysterectomy complete, as I mentioned. Endometriosis, she had multiple surgeries because of a nicking, N-I-C-K-I-N-G, of her large bowel, the numerous resections and such. Medication, only medication for ulcers. No hormones, that's Bento, Protonix, and Carafate. Allergen and drug allergy, immunization, COVID immunizations, update maintenance exam, has had many colonoscopies in the past, mammogram is scheduled at this time, social, no, she smokes still, she doesn't drink alcohol, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink alcohol, family history, positive for alcoholism and stroke, no colon cancer, no breast cancer, she weighs 166 pounds, that has definitely gone up 26 pounds, from last year, 97%, 98.3, 16, 83, 143 over 58. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs, a few ronchi, abdomen soft, next for JVD, skin shows no rash around the coast with that lesion, numerous scars noted with a small superficial opening of the, in the, next to the umbilicus. Neurological non-focal or extremity shows no edema. Number one, check blood work. The blood work today will include regular blood work, including estrogen, progesterone, testosterone level. Next, we check hemoglobin A1C. Next, we check TSH. Next, we check B12 and vitamin D. Next number is I recommended looking into bioidentical hormones because it does sound like she needs hormonal therapy. Next number, she definitely needs a mammogram before any hormonal therapy, bioidentical, otherwise can be instituted. Next one is mammogram ordered. Next number is she's not suicidal. Next one is we talked about antidepressants, but she wants to hold off and not take anything too. We'll see what her levels look like. Thank you. Next number is echocardiogram is within normal limits. Next one is leg pain and arm pain. Multifactorial, no DVT or PVD noted. Next was she does have fatty liver with 26-pound weight gain. Next was with family history of stroke. She looked at her carotid, not much change noted from 2022. Next was status post hysterectomy. Next was echocardiogram was done for palpitation within normal limits. Again, no change. Again, symptoms related to patient's hormonal therapy. Next was check blood work. Next one is renal ultrasound is within normal limits. Next one is no evidence of thyroid cyst or nodularity. Noted. Thank you.